Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Check out our website, deathsquad.tv. There you have all the past episodes of Kill Tony, both in video and audio. We also have tour dates. If you click on tour dates, you can come see us live. Not only do we record Kill Tony every Monday at the World Famous Comedy Store, but we have a bunch of tour dates that are just being announced every day. We're going to be in Detroit, we're going to be in Indiana, we're going to be in New York, and we just announced that we're going to be at Just for Laughs this year, both in Montreal and Toronto, and those tickets will go fast. So go to deathsquad.tv and click on tour dates. If you want to go get some merch, we got the new Kill Tony shirt that was just released, and you can go to shopsquad.tv. Not only do I have the Kill Tony shirt, but we have a bunch of Death Squad merchandise, including hats and shirts and mugs, so check out shopsquad.tv. Ryan J. Ebelt, he's the house artist, he draws every episode, and he just released a new five-year poster, so check out ryanjebelt.com. And of course, Tony Hinchcliffe has his website. So everything Golden Pony, go to TonyHinchcliffe.com. And now, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony. Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from Portland, Oregon! Holy shit! At the Helium Comedy Club, give it up for your host of Kill Tony, Tony Hinchcliffe! Oh my God! Tony.
Fuck yeah, listen to the fucking energy in this room. Portland, Kill Tony for the first time ever. Brian, Red Band is
what
here.
What is up, Portland?
We're all here. There's one unhappy, judgmental fuck, arms crossed in the front row with the fucking hip stash and the fake mullet. We are officially in Portland. We found one hater amongst all this energy of love. I fucking love it. You guys excited for this shit or what? I'm pumped.
Jesus Christ.
Tomorrow we're back in LA celebrating our official five-year anniversary. But I want to tell you, we realized before the show that, believe it or not, we're already 5 years old. We're celebrating it with you tonight here in Portland. We did the math. We did the math on the dates. It turns out we're already 5 years old, and we are the number one live podcast in the world.
That is right. Wow, that's a crazy audience tonight.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It took a long time to get it like this.
Yeah.
You know, we had to go through a lot. We made some adjustments, got rid of the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, brought on some other fun things and exciting things, but the format still stays the same. I have a bucket filled with Portland names. Holy shit. Wow. Thought you were judging L.A. all those times, huh? Well, let's see what the fuck's going on here. How many of you think the Portland comedians are going to do great tonight? All right. How many of you think we're going to see some people bomb their ass off tonight, huh? Wow. Ooh, the Portland Crow is howling right now.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
So what's the big drug out here? Is it still meth or is it heroin?
All right. Okay, okay.
Because I bet there's one comic that's going to be on meth tonight.
There's a pretty good chance of that. There are some Breaking Bad looking characters that, and I just went out to get the bucket. People were like dragging at my ankles. It was creepy. All
right. Oh, shit.
Every episode, I have a guest on, but on the road ones, we don't ever have a guest. So that's that. But luckily for you, tonight, for our first ever Portland episode, we decided to switch it up a bit, and we did bring on a guest. I've said on this show since day one, there are very few things that always make me laugh. It goes pretty much South Park, Jackass, and fucking My Funny Friends. And it is a special honor to have gotten to make friends with this guy over the years, because he's one of my favorite characters, one of my favorite things ever. Ladies and gentlemen, from all the Jackass movies, make some noise for Portland's own Danger Aaron McGee! Holy shit! What? Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit! Wow! Here he comes! He's walking around, he's shaking everybody's hand. Nice. They're pulling on his beard to see if it's...
I know I will, so...
They're pulling on his beard to see if it's real pubes or not.
Wow. Well, you know, 5 out of 10 people do not wash their hands out after shitting.
Danger, you don't have to shake their hands. You don't have to touch them. Make some noise one more time for Danger Aaron, everyone. He's going to sit in with us. He's going to defend Portland for you guys here tonight. Squeeze.
What's up, fuckers? Yeah!
Normally we have Ichabod's Bucket of Destiny, but tonight we have Paul Bear's Urn of the Future. I love this fucking banger.
Definitely been used before.
Hell yeah. And Danger, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you've made an appearance on the show before, and it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back here in lovely Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. So let's just keep it moving. Your other special treat tonight, you know, back in L.A., we have a band that performs every week, and every week they do characters. We have a part of that band for you. We do have one part of that band for you.
The one with the best nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you one of the funniest human beings in the world, and you know him as the leader of the Kill Tony band. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. He does a new character every week. I never know what he's going to do or be, and he commits to that character throughout the episode. Make some noise for the great and powerful Jeremiah Watkins. Oh. He's the Kill Tony band. Oh, some regal music on him sometime.
Slow walking.
Oh!
Bam.
Holy shit! Damn. It's Professor Snape! We have seen this character before. He was wildly successful on one of the Los Angeles shows. It was so funny that he stayed in character for the rest of the night after the show was long over. I have a feeling this guy might make an appearance at the meet and greet afterwards. This is the real Professor Snape.
Is that Twig, like his magic wand?
Yeah, that's what he has.
That's a shitty magic wand you
have. Whoa, danger. Oh, do not attack Professor Snape like that. He has...
No, I was attacking his wand.
Hold on, he has magical powers, dude. I wouldn't
that
fuck
wand
with him.
Right there.
All right.
I was keeping...
Hold on. Snape, anything you want to say to Danger Aaron's threats about you having a weak stick?
I called it a twig, actually.
Hey, dude.
If you do not shut your mouth, I will make you disappear faster than your career.
Oh, come on, no. You're Professor Snape.
That's funny, but the joke's on you, because I never actually even had a career, bro.
Oh.
I just did some dumb shit and you guys laughed. That's what kind of career is that?
Yes, the joke is on me.
So Professor Snape will be with us all night long. I'm pumped. We got Danger Aaron, Brian Redband, Portland, Oregon. We got the bucket. Let's do this shit, shall we? It's Kill Tony live from Portland, Oregon. To get on stage, you absolutely have to go around that way and come up that way. So for those of you that way, if your name gets called, start just bailing out that way. Yeah. Don't go too fast or you'll be too out of breath, and that's annoying. So go at a pace in which your unhealthy bodies can... Portland really is the unhealthiest place. I've been saying all weekend, it's all chubby people on bicycles. It's like they found a way to only go downhill in Portland, Oregon. If I pull your name out of the bucket, you get 60 seconds. You know your 60 seconds is up when you hear the sound of a kitty. Isn't that adorable? Wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. and the crow of Portland. You guys ready for this shit? Let's do it. I'm going to pull a name out of the bucket. Professor Snape, Danger Aaron, at least 15 successful movies amongst the two of them.
Absolutely.
I pulled a name out of the bucket. Your first person getting 60 seconds uninterrupted tonight goes by the name of Jeremy Cox. Here we go.
If I can.
Jeremy Cox. It makes me
feel I see like movement.
He's walking the correct way. So it's okay. Already starting off.
Come on, Portland. Make some noise. Your first comedian tonight, Jeremy Cox. Oh,
how's it going, everybody? We got any birthdays this year?
Tonight!
Tonight, all right. I don't know if you heard at the top of the show. I don't know if there's any hecklers or secret pedophiles in the audience. Okay, one, two. Can't do that. No, really, you can't do that. A little bit about myself. I'm half black. I'm also terrible at math. Sometimes you don't know you're being racist. Yeah. Any questions? No, no questions. Hi, how's it going? Good? All right. What brings everyone out to Portland tonight? Is that Gresham? All right, thanks, that's my time.
Jeremy Cox, all right. Hell yeah. Ran out of material 50 seconds in. Instead of trying to close out like many people do, he started a conversation with one lady in the front row that was like, yeah. Fuck you, I'm not answering your question, asshole.
Yeah.
She cheered when I said, who wants to see people bomb here tonight?
Yeah, thank you.
Fuck yeah, Jeremy. How's it going?
Sir. Very good, very
good. How long you been driving trucks for?
I say about 8 years.
Is that true?
No.
What do you drive for a living?
I drive a computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Wow. No, I can't imagine that.
You're like the Braveheart of comedians.
Why, thank you.
I was looking at your locks.
Wait, am I
behind
dead?
You.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have you ever done comedy before?
Yes, I have.
All right, so I guess this is like the game show question, meth or heroin?
So which one is it?
It's Oxy.
Is that true?
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you do drugs?
Yes.
You smoke pot?
Yes.
What else?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look at you. That explains the ponytail. Now
yeah,
I get it.
LSD.
That wasn't a computer ponytail.
Yeah.
That's a drugs ponytail. Jeremy, do you always look like you just finished burying a body?
Yes.
You know what that sound means. All right, we don't know what that sound
means. Me neither, yeah.
A new car!
Whoa, yeah, okie dokie.
You can give away new cars.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Danger.
That's
anyway,
a great idea.
So Jeremy, what do you do with computers exactly?
I color comic books.
You color comic books? That's so cool.
Locally here in Portland?
No, well, I mean, yeah, I'm here.
Do you buy comic books and just recolor them?
No, like I do
them?
For DC Comics.
DC Comics. Like
you work for DC
yeah.
Comics?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Have you drawn anything we might recognize?
Color. I color comic books. Well, drawn? No, color.
So you just color in the comic books?
Yeah, yeah.
That are already drawn?
Yeah.
You get to make those decisions?
Yeah.
So, wow. What have you colored? I know my favorite. I know my favorite colored comic book is the Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. His, too.
I have not colored the Black Panther.
Imagine that.
Colored comic book? All right, I guess I'll settle for only half the audience really paying respect to that. Oh, speaking of Black Panther, there he goes. He just grabbed someone's glasses. Wow, he's like Beetlejuice. You say his name three times. He's
headed for the door.
All right, I missed it. What have you colored?
Batman, Superman.
Wow! Get the fuck out of here. This is amazing. Have you ever done stand-up comedy before?
Yeah, I did it for like 2 years, and the last year I've been doing as much. But I watch a lot of comedy.
You watch a lot of comedy live or are you
live?
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so, what made you stop doing it a year ago? Why'd you slow down?
I moved up here.
Oh,
where are you, dude? That's like a dream
welcome
job,
to me.
Right?
Yeah, everyone
where
loves
were you, where
people
were you
to
before?
Move here. Say again?
Where were you before?
San Diego.
Wow. How long were you in San Diego for?
47 years.
Holy
40
shit.
What made you come, what made you want to come up to Portland,
You came
Oregon?
Up to Portland because you're like, I want to move to a place where I look like the other people.
Yeah. He blends in like so good. Yeah. Like he's
people in San Diego are like, who's the creep with the ponytail?
He looks like Dumbledore's even gayer brother.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's funny because he's Professor Snape. You don't get it, Jeremy? Why are you shrugging your shoulders?
I'm 48. I don't know what that is. No, I'm kidding.
It was a compliment.
I work in comic books. Yeah, I know that shit.
Hell yeah. Man, that is so fucking cool.
So do you just, like, hang out, color all day, smoke weed, and then, like, just write jokes?
I got rabbits. I watch the rabbits.
So you watch rabbits also?
Yeah. How many rabbits do you have?
That's why you moved up to Portland, so you could have rabbits.
Right, yeah. Well,
has anyone ever told you you look like a man that owns rabbits?
Jeremy, how many rabbits do you own?
I own 2 rabbits, and I'm, fostering another.
Whoa! He's like the cat lady of rabbits, guys.
Is it a black rabbit?
No, it's a white fluffy rabbit named Floof.
How did you foster a rabbit? Did it just appear all of a sudden?
No, my wife works for Rabbits Advocates and...
Wait, what?
What the
Wait,
fuck?
Wait, hold on. That sounds awesome.
Tell us more about this rabbits thing. I'm all ears. Go.
Yeah.
What's Rabbits Advocates? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, what's going on in this city?
What's wrong with that? Is somebody want to build a wall, not let the rabbits
Trump
in?
Yeah, Trump hates rabbits.
Are they separating rabbits from their children at the border?
Ooh. Yeah, what? Uncaged, yeah.
So like wild rabbits in the city?
No. They're like in our house. They kick back and they watch TV.
No, but what? You're not advocating for those rabbits, right?
Say again?
Is this a non-profit?
Yes, much so.
Wow. So yeah. Jeremy.
Yeah, pack shelter, nice. No,
Jeremy.
Yes.
So I can't quite remember the answer. Why did you slow down on doing the stand up a year ago?
Because I'm just moving up here. It's getting used to the scene up here, and I'm not good enough to compete in the scene.
That's a lie.
No, really.
You're amazing.
Talented people up here. I'm not surprised. I'm like, wow.
You did crowd work your whole time, though. Did you have material, or do you just?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a stay at home dad.
Oh, with the rabbits.
But I don't have any kids.
Wow. Jeremy, what else are you into? You got some rabbits. What do you guys? What else you got going on over there?
I like to draw, paint, walk.
God, you have like a cool life.
Yeah.
Have you always been single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. His wife works at the rabbit place.
Oh, I gotcha. How long you been married for?
Like. 26 years.
How does your wife like
Portland? No, we've been together 26. We've only been married like 16.
How does your wife like Portland?
She loves it. Yeah, it's awesome.
What was the biggest change biggest change other than like the weather and shit from San Diego to here? Like what did you notice different in the people?
The attitude. I look like a dork walking around like, hey, hi.
Wait, a dork here or in San Diego?
No, both, but even worse here.
Really? I don't see that. You look like everybody else that does around here. Like, I'm born and raised in Oregon forever, and this is pretty much the look that's been since... I'm 41 years old, and you pretty much look like everybody I grew up with.
Usually spandex.
Oh, well, yeah, he was wearing spandex usually.
All right, Jeremy. Well, you have a badass fucking gig, but if you love doing stand-up, you should just fucking do it more often. Don't let these young bucks around here scare you away, because you have more shit to talk about, even though you didn't do it at all here tonight.
That's true.
But you have a whole wealth of life experience to draw from, and you have a badass gig, and you got fucking rabbits and a happy wife, so fuck yeah, dude.
Killing it.
There he goes, Jeremy Cox, getting the show started off for us.
Really kind of is the dream life.
Wow, Snape, that's good.
Snake's getting romantic.
Whoa, we got some really bad handwriting here.
Jesus.
Whoa. I'm going to say Justin Orzelar.
Damn, he's like, oh, crap. That's my name. I'm going to go around. Here you go.
This guy did not want to stand up. One more time for Justin Orzelar.
How you doing tonight, guys? Fucking A. Hey, so my brother the other day came home, and he smelled like some shit. But I'll tell you what, he smelled like some shit I never smelled before. It's called Badussy, and that's butt, dick, and pussy. My goodness, it stank like some shit. And I'll tell you this, if he was here right now, he'd probably punch me, but he ain't here now because I'd punch him right in the throat. Yeah, yeah. Fucking funny, right? Yeah. Bad handwriting, he says. Bad handwriting, he says. Yeah. Fuck, I'm waiting for the kitty to come, because this is definitely something that I would never do in my life. But I'll tell you guys what. Fucking love Portland. I've been here my whole life. And ain't nothing better than I got than that. So, happy fucking birthday, Portland.
Fuck yeah. Happy birthday, Portland.
Yeah.
Is it Justin clearly... clearly got signed up by somebody else tonight.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
No, I signed up myself, but get I wasn't expecting...
Get in front of that microphone.
I signed up myself, but I wasn't expect to be pulled from...
Let me ask you something, Justin. How long have you been listening to the show?
About a month, actually.
Just a month?
About a month, yeah.
And you just listened to the last few episodes?
I just listened to the podcast. I've listened to, you know, 200...
About 200 episodes of the show.
In 1 month, you did 200 episodes.
Binging.
That's great.
I work a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
Continuously.
I work a lot.
That's why you look like you haven't slept in a month. Justin, out of all those 200 episodes that you've listened to, there's been at least 1,000 times in which somebody's gotten pulled and wow, I signed up, but I didn't expect this. So I know you're bullshitting me.
I'm a Eagles fan, too, so.
Isn't that kind of what you expect, though, when you put your name in a bucket?
Fuck, I didn't expect it, but I'm happy it happened.
You actually have a great stage presence about you.
Yeah.
Amy.
Reba. Right? That's Reba, right?
So this is your first time.
Reba? What
that's
the
Reba,
fuck?
Who is Reba?
Like, oh, Reba.
Wait, all right,
I just listened to that podcast the other day.
It's time to play. Yeah. What's his? What is he on? Meth or heroin?
Welcome to another episode. Here we are. I'm guessing candy.
That's a good guess. Like hard candy, just sucks on it all day long. Like that kind of hard candy.
Fuck yeah.
You'd be sucking all day. He said he works all the time. So
I do. I work a lot. It sucks.
Justin. Sucks. What do you do?
I am a welder. TIG welder.
Ah, what are you welding?
Aluminum,
if it's not
mostly.
DC Comics, it's boring at this point.
That's funny
what do you
shit.
Weld?
I TIG weld aluminum mostly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
For what purposes?
For whatever purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get free
making
foil?
Making trailers or something?
I just weld shit all day. That's what I do. Fucking weld some shit.
Justin, what do you do for fun?
I smoke weed and play some games. Especially Fortnite. Come on. Fortnite.
Is
fuck
that your
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Fortnite.
Snape?
Fortnite.
Oh, Jesus.
Snape?
Yeah.
What?
Snape?
What kind of games do you play?
I build shit and shoot people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Fucking A. Quidditch.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 24.
You're 24.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever go out and, like, go out at night and drink or anything?
Sometimes, but...
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah, actually, I do a lot, but I get fucked up and just...
I could tell you're a good drunk.
Huh?
I could tell you're a good drunk. You handle your alcohol, nothing ever happens.
Somewhat. I get fucked up and I do dumb shit like the rest of us, but it's fun as fuck, so...
Yeah, super fun.
What's
you
the
know,
dumbest
it's all
thing
right.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done when being drunk? Come on.
Oh, my sister.
Oh, my God, dude.
What?
Oh,
shit.
Is that the start of a sentence or is that just period?
That's start of a story.
Was that? Okay. That was the start of a sentence. Okay.
Actually, we won't go to that story.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Man, oh man.
Nobody's gonna figure out that it's the
what position were you, did you do your sister?
Outfield, baby! Oh,
did you really have sex with your sister?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Justin.
Come on now, bro.
Oh my God.
Justin, tell the truth. Did you really?
No.
All right. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done when you're drunk? Real life.
When I drank. Really, to be honest, I don't know. There's so much dumb shit that I've done. I live in Portland.
How about not expecting to get called out on a podcast?
Fucking, yeah, dude.
You ever ripped your tooth out with a Lamborghini? That's pretty dumb.
Professor Snape.
Hey, man, that'd be
you got something to live for, you know?
That's some dope shit.
Professor Snape.
That'd be fun.
The dumbest thing he's ever done is coining the term Badussi.
That's a good character, bro. Yeah. I fucking love it.
That is true.
That has got to be the dumbest.
Yeah, my handwriting sucked ass tonight because I was fucked up when I put my name in that bucket.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking.
What'd
you do today?
Everything. I live in Portland, you know.
Like what? What'd you do today?
I fucking woke up, actually drunk as fuck, and I drank more. And then I did some Adderall, I think.
Oh, God.
If you want to know the truth, and then I drank more.
What about the weed?
Oh, fucking, that's a given. We live in Portland now. Come on. Come on.
That's how you come back to reality now is weed, huh?
Do you have erection problems?
Actually, yes.
Brian knows.
Yeah. He called it on the point.
Brian knows what's going on. He was once that shape, too.
Yeah. I mean, he is 24.
Well, you should snort some 4hymns.com.
Yeah, that's true. It'll help you with everything.
Oh, man.
All right, Justin. Well, congratulations. Hey, you're a very funny guy.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Justin Orzola.
Fuck yeah, guys. Fuck yeah.
Impressive.
We're flying through it now. It's a surgical summer. Nope. Potagal. Amazing sounds of Potagal. We're stalling so that we can get any song will do. I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Brandon Lyons, everyone.
Brandon
Lyons. All right. Here we go. Brandon Lyons, ladies and gentlemen.
I like smoking weed. I don't like buying it, though. They always ask dumb questions when you go in there, like, what you want the weed to do for you. I'm like, are you a cop? You know what weed does. Why are you asking me that? And they say, no, I just want to match the weed to the activities you plan on doing. Are you going to mow the lawn on this weed? You going to do the dishes on this weed? It's like, why I have to do chores to smoke the weed? Can I just smoke the weed? Like, besides, I don't really know what to say to that. I know I want a good weed. I know I want a weed that will like make me seem like I have Asperger's, right? Like, but you can't be like, hey, give me a weed that puts me on the spectrum, please. You can't say that. But what you can say, if you're looking for something, say, give me a weed that makes me think I should put out candles by clapping at them. Do you have that one? Oh, fuck. Portland is a dope place to walk around high when you're black, because you will feel super important. Thousands of Black Lives Matter signs everywhere, right? Portland has more Black Lives Matter signs than black people. What is up with... Thank you so much. Bye.
Yeah. Brandon Lyons. Fuck yeah. That's how it's done.
Professional.
That's someone that thought there was a chance that they might get pulled out of the bucket tonight.
I had no idea, I swear.
Wow, that was awesome. How long have you been on stand-up?
Actually, it's been about like 4.5 years. I started listening to your podcast when it started.
Oh,
like,
look at that.
Really?
Like, no joke.
Wow.
No joke, yeah.
That's incredible. Professor Snape.
I would like to offer you a position in House Slytherin.
Take it, man. Take it.
I'll take it. I'm not having to, like, clean it up. They like black people in Slytherin. Like, it's cool. Right?
No, you are the janitor of
Slytherin. Oh, God. I knew that. I've listened to this show before. I knew where that was going.
I wasn't planning on going that way, but if you set me up, I will take the bait.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Creepiest eyes.
Wow. Brandon, I will say this, is out of all the people that have told me that they started stand-up because of listening to this show, that's definitely the best set anybody's ever had.
Yeah.
Telling me that. So you say you start, when was the first time you ever went on stage?
Yeah, like 4 and a half. There's a place called Boiler Room. Yeah. It's closed now, but
there, yeah.
That's where I started. And then...
Yeah, and so what made you say that you haven't been doing it as much?
I do it all the time. Okay.
Do open mics and stuff around town?
Yeah, try to hit all the open mics. The open mic here on Tuesday is like the best open mic in town. Hit that one. I have a show on Al's Den every Friday and Saturday. There's my plug.
you earned it. You earned it. What do you do for a living?
I walk dogs. I'm a dog walker.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
How many dogs have you walked? What's the max you've ever walked at once?
At once, like four. I think like four.
Four?
Little tiny ones, yeah.
Have you ever tried to see how many you could do at once?
They
like
don't.
16?
I'm not getting my hands on enough dogs to do that.
Sounds like you need to get your hands on some more dogs.
How long have you been walking dogs for?
About a year, year and a half now, yeah.
The dogs ever do anything crazy to you?
No, not the dogs. Just usually, like, the neighbors will call the police when I'm going into people's houses, but...
Wow. Imagine that. Holy shit.
So, it's like, one time it was really bad, like, three SUVs pulled up, so I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? Should I, like, pick up the dog for protection? Because they're not going to shoot a white person's dog, right? Like, that's not... That's not going to happen for sure, right? So that's what I did. I picked up the dog. It was cool. Wow.
Shield.
So people see you going into the house. They call the cops. You come out with dogs. Police ever like, put down the fucking dog.
No, they're cool. I just showed them in the app. I think they in Portland, cops kind of feel bad for all the fucked up shit they're doing in other places. So they kind of give you the leeway. If you're light-skinned like me,
Right. Yeah. Thank goodness.
I got to qualify that, yeah.
You're tan.
Professor Snape.
Thank you. Yeah.
Next time, tell the police officers you are Drake and there will be no problems.
God damn it.
It's a great idea.
You are light-skinned. Both of your parents black or?
White mom, black dad.
White mom, black dad.
Way to go, dad, right?
Yeah. As the prophecy.
Sure.
Goes.
I don't really talk.
It happens to be Father's Day. Did you call your dad today? Did you talk to him? Wait a second.
There's so many places to go.
Wait a second. Are you about to tell me that your black dad isn't around anymore? What?
Oh, shit.
Wait. Professor Snape.
His father's name is he who shall not be named.
Jesus. I can't believe you went through with that.
What's the deal with it?
No, I just...
Go ahead, Brandon. Tell us what is going on with
him. Okay, just wasn't close with him growing up, so I don't feel like I owe him a call anymore. This is like my punishment to him, is I don't call him on Father's Day.
Whoa, fuck yeah! The ladies go crazy. Hell yeah!
There is a darkness brewing inside of you.
You're funny.
And I am rather enjoying it.
That's pretty deep to not call your dad on Father's Day on purpose, all knowing that. Do you ever call your white mom and be like, hey, happy Father's Day to you, white mom. You're my real dad.
Well, I do it on Facebook, so I get a bunch of likes for it.
So
you're slapping him in the face before he sees
it. Exactly, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You think you ever talk to him?
I do talk to him sometimes, yeah.
Oh,
I do talk to him.
Day.
When I need money, I talk to him. So.
What does he do?
He works in like a warehouse. Like he managed. I'm just waiting for the Lion King one. I'm just surprised.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're definitely not black enough.
I'm not black enough.
No.
Nice try, bud.
No, the guy that colored the DC Comics had a better chance of getting that than you did.
Yeah, he's half black.
Yeah.
He's half black. And
no, he's not.
You're tan, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry.
So, Brandon, you have a black dad that cream pied your white mother. So my question is, what are you into? Do you have a preference in the type of ladies or men or whatever you're into?
I love everybody.
You love everybody.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes. Do you like to cream pie like your father did?
Oh, God.
No, they've developed new methods like pulling out now. That's what I do.
Oh, that's a new method. Yeah, you're right.
Man. So, Brandon, you're, like, your most recent girlfriend, like, boyfriend or anything, what were they?
I have a girlfriend right now. Yeah, she is Eritrean. Yeah.
Wait, wow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Eritrean. If you say that spell again, I will have to kill you.
He is
Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Oh, Jerry! Oh, he's stopping the people.
I do not want your silly chants.
This is so fucking dope.
The show would be 9 hours long if you chanted my name every time I told a good joke. Now, wouldn't it?
Oh, God.
All right, Brandon Lyons, you absolutely fucking killed. That's as good of a set goes. If we did this show regularly in Portland, I'd make you a goddamn regular.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thank you.
You're amazing.
Usually,
thank you so much.
Usually we have a comedy show after that we would invite you to, so sorry. That
I appreciate you guys so much. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
You there you go,
weed,
Brandon.
We'll just smoke some weed afterwards.
Brandon Lyons, we'll ladies and gentlemen, it happened. Portland's got at least one killer in here. The Helium management better recognize what the fuck just happened there, because that was a hot minute.
Knocked it out of the
park. Get that guy opening up for some of the people that they have come in here. Right? Don't you guys think they should do that for Brandon Lyons? All right. I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Jamma Vasquez.
Watch your step, you might fall. Try to do what I did, mama. Mama,
man, you guys all have shitty handwriting.
No love for the
haters.
Yeah,
he's
mad because I got 4 seats at the Lakers.
James Vasquez.
Hey,
feeling it.
So I've been trying to stay out of bars lately, but if I stay out of bars, I'm gonna miss out on some of the great conversations I've heard. Like recently, I heard this conversation between a man and a woman. It was just two sentences. The man goes, "Hey, do you remember that band Hoobastank?" And the woman goes, "Shut the fuck up." And it was the greatest conversation I've ever heard. I don't want to miss out on that shit. I don't know. I don't like going to bars anymore, though, because I know what I look like. Like, I go into a bar, it's 80% dudes, 20% girls. Like, I need better numbers than that. So I've been hanging out a lot at, like, Joanne Fabrics lately, so... It's a pretty good deal. I love Portland, though. It's a fun city. People here are super nice. Sometimes too nice, though. Sometimes it feels like everybody here is in this imaginary race to out-empathize each other. Just gotta say, we're not all Gryffindors, okay? You're gonna meet a lot of Slytherins out there. Not everybody's a winner. In fact, if the city of Portland...
Go ahead, James, if you want to
finish. If the city of Portland had a city flag, it would be a participation ribbon. All right.
All right, there you go. You got it out. It was a long set for a wide man, James Bastos.
What size pants do you wear?
Professor Snape, I'm going to let 42. You... I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm pretty sure you... made a Harry Potter reference there.
I did not like what he had to say. Especially coming from a hip waiter at the Olive Garden.
That's definitely getting high on his own supply. Turns out the waiters have unlimited breadsticks.
Double unlimited?
James, you are adorable.
Thank you.
How long have you been doing stand-up for?
8 years.
Fuck yeah. All here in Portland?
3 years here, 5 years in Texas.
Where in Texas?
San Antonio, Austin.
Awesome. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
What do you do for a living?
Work here, and I'm also a mailman.
A mailman?
A real mailman?
Yep.
Like you deliver people's mail?
I'm a legit mailman, yeah.
Or you're just a mailman?
Well, that too, yes. No, yeah.
Kind of a double entendre there.
Federal employee, yeah, yeah.
Wow. And you work here at Helium Comedy Club. Yep. How long have you worked here?
3 years when I moved here.
What made you come up from Texas to Portland?
This scene is a lot better than
the mail
Texas.
Scene. The mailman scene.
The mailman scene. No, the scene in
amazing up here.
Yeah, the scene in Portland's, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, we've never had a Latino mailman on the show before.
I mean,
they're giving us jobs now. Yeah, yeah.
You must have a lot of cool new things in your living room.
Dude,
I'm not at liberty to say that, actually.
Do dogs chase you? Like dogs?
Yeah, dogs are fucking assholes.
How do
I
you
love
run?
Them. I love them, but they don't like us.
How do you run from them?
I have my spray.
You just spray the dogs with
no,
mace.
No, I've never
Let's
sprayed a dog.
It.
Fuck you.
I've never sprayed a dog, but we have the option, yeah.
You actually have the option to spray down a dog that's just protecting your...
Yeah, no, that's why I don't do it, because I know it's just, they're territorial. It's not... Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Good man.
All right. So, so James, what do you do for fun when you're not being a mailman or doing stand-up? You must have some hobby.
That takes up most of my time. I guess I go to a lot of concerts, punk rock guy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you... You go to... You're into punk rock?
What's that?
You're into punk rock?
Punk rock, yeah.
You look like you eat a lot of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's good.
When in Rome, make a mashed potatoes chip. You know what I mean? Fat guy that likes punk rock? We've never had that before. Fuck you.
He looks like a roadie for Smash Mouth.
I feel like I look like a bass player. People say that a lot. So
yeah.
Do you play bass?
Yes, I do.
That'd be one of those things that you do when you're not being a mailman or
that's,
a stand-up
that's
comedian.
That's true, yeah.
You in a band or anything like that?
No. I'm doing stand-up. That's what I'm focusing on. So.
Hell yeah.
Just, it's not hipster. Just
maybe you should play your bass while you're doing stand-up delivering mail.
Seems like a lot.
Three at the same time.
Do you ever play bass live anywhere, or do you just...
No, I haven't played it much in a long time.
No, you just pretty much like what focusing. Play in your living room.
Yeah.
You ever get
there for the chicks.
You must get tons of pussy.
No. Every now and then.
You never just bring a chick in. You're like, hey, I know I don't have any guitar or drums to back me up, but I'm just gonna play my bass for you a little bit. Yeah, cause that's what it sounds like, Brian.
That's what he would sound like.
Yeah, that's about.
Wow, that's fun, James. What do you love to eat?
Yeah, I had barbecue today. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
How many times?
Just once.
It's a logical question.
Hell yeah. What'd you talk about on stage again? I can't remember.
What did I do? Just get staying out of bars, and then made fun of Portland a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, right. Make fun of Portland. That's cool.
But you're not. Yeah, that's right. You're not from here.
No, I'm from Texas.
Can't remember. Why'd you say you moved here again?
Oh, the comedy scene. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. You Good decided scene. To move to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Why that over L.A. or New York?
I didn't feel like I was ready to make that big of a jump yet, so this is a great in between.
Right, you're not ready to make any jump whatsoever. You have a 5-inch vertical leap, James.
I can't jump at all. I have no balance.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Wow, that was a little
That's
cold.
That's the meanest sound of
I'm the
Even
one?
Snape finds that unacceptable. Snape covered his mouth. This guy's literally been chased by, like, demons and shit, and he's like, oh, that's...
You know, you seem like you're actually really healthy for a big guy, though. You're like healthy big guy, kind of.
Yeah, healthy, like a like a food eating competition.
Yeah. I walk like 12 miles a day as mailman. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
12 on miles purpose? A day.
And Red Band is on keto. The world makes no sense.
You talking about carbs, bro?
You walk 12 miles a day,
yeah.
All downhill.
No.
Like where do you walk 12 miles?
It's all
miles?
Pretty flat.
Like what's it? for work?
Yeah, my route, mail route. Yeah.
For this is a mailman. You
I've only been doing it for like 8 months. So.
Wait, you're actually doing a walking route. You're not doing a driving route. Dude, killing
wow.
it.
Yeah.
Getting exercise. Getting chased by dogs.
Yeah. All right.
You ever?
I walk around and listen to podcasts all day.
Do you ever smell the packages?
We had a package of fish that had died once. I smelled that, and that was.
No, I mean like on purpose. Like you, no. Like you know, it's to a,
how'd
a
you,
girl.
Hold on,
wait, how
hold
was
on,
the
hold
fish
on.
Alive?
Stop! 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 What do you mean you had a package of a fish that had
like
died?
Like they, someone bought like a like feeder fish for whatever kind of exotic fish they had, and then they all died.
How do you know that they died?
Because it smelled like dead fish.
How was it contained?
In a leaky box.
Wow. After that, the fish died.
Was it you? Did you were you driving a little crazy that?
No,
oh,
no. No. They showed up like that. We still had to deliver it because it had.
He was running.
All right, James. Well, anything else for James, guys? Anything? All right.
Just keep up the good work, man. The mailman, you know, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's good work. Working for the government.
Yeah.
There you go. Keep up the good work, James Vasquez. We're plowing through it. Everything's happening. We're moving along smoothly.
DJ.
I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Nick Garza. There we go. Nick Garza. Here he comes one more time for Nick Garza, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. So I got an 8-month-old baby at home. And a 4-month-old baby on the way. Because what else is there to do, right? Nah, but I used to think my baby was really good looking. And now I just go look at pictures and just think that, wow, his mom's face is really big. No, but a lot changes when you have kids, you know? Like, I used to think, I don't know, sex was good. Now, every time we just make eye contact with the baby, it's awkward. Don't have kids. I don't know. I feel like.
There you go. He didn't hear it. The crowd was going crazy. Nick Garza, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
There you go. Here we go. Let's start off with a little Professor Snape.
First off, I would like to say Happy Father's Day. And the rest of your story is tragic.
Nick, how old are you?
23.
23. Wow. And you really have an 8...
Even more tragic.
And you really have an 8-month-old?
Yes, sir.
And you have,
for real.
And you have... And you have a... what would we call
four,
it?
4 months.
Another bun in the oven or a tostada, I guess, in your case. Something like that. She's 4 months pregnant?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my fucking God.
The only one that's here.
She's over there.
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Wow. Oh,
she's the one doing the shots, right? Over there?
Damn, what's wrong with you, Nick?
I mean, like I said, there's nothing else to do out here. I mean, what?
Why do I feel like Trump's going to play this clip next week when he's explaining why we're taking the children at the border?
Have you heard of
I'd
place?
Like to reference, I'm going to reference this clip of a Kill Tony live in Portland.
See,
I really
told
do impressions.
You.
I don't have a chance.
Have you
impression.
Heard of PlayStation? You know, like that's like going outside.
When you talk about your wife like that, she must think how romantic.
Oh, he's like, oh shit, what did I just say? I'm screwed.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
Not pull out.
Oh my God.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
I work right now.
What?
I work with Bouncing Bins. It's like a bounce house business.
A bouncing house business? Like, yeah. You work...
Busy right now.
Then kids come. You're a driver?
Yeah, I'm a driver.
Wait, so you drive...
I drop them off. I pick them up. You know?
You drop kids off and pick them up.
No, no,
and
he,
take,
no, he no, drops the kids, bounce the, mich- the house, castle. Like.
Oh, and you're that guy.
I was hoping that I'd be like, you know, like.
No,
like you can't request the music that you are.
No, I didn't think. I was hoping.
That's not how it works.
Wow, how long you been delivering bouncy houses for?
That's the craziest job I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What do you do after you deliver it? Then what?
It's a lot of free time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you got to blow it
That's
up.
That's when you make babies. That's when you're making babies.
You got to blow it up,
babe.
Right?
I got a gig this weekend. You want to just hang out in the truck for a couple hours? While the kids bounce?
All right, so you got to, you have to drop off the bouncy house, and then you're responsible for blowing it up?
Both of them, picking it up.
And then you have to, and then you have to let all the air out. That bouncy house must be more depressing than your life.
Is there a lot of pee and poo in those things?
No,
is there a lot of pee and poo in those things when you clean it up? When you
there we go. We got pee and poo shoehorned into the show somehow.
It's for kids. I'm sure they get nervous. And
yeah, is there a lot of pee and poo in the bouncy house? Is there? Let's ask. Is there a lots of pee pee and poo pee poop?
Hey, let me feel this one real quick. Working with pee and poop ain't so bad. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a lot of pee pee and poo 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 poo?
The worst I've gotten is water.
Water.
That can be the only thing that's the worst.
You sure it's water? Did you taste it?
I don't know.
I can only
water.
Tell you, you know? I've only been working there for a couple of weeks, you know? So.
Sir, you shut up.
What kind of stuff, like, when you drop it off, are the kids really super excited? And then when you take it away, they're like,
annoying.
Like crying and like, annoying. I hate you, man.
Yeah, get like, used to that fucking sound, man. Yeah. The way you're making babies, you're going to be fucking.
You have the perfect job. You have, like, bounce houses for
it's
your
cool.
kids forever.
I can't bitch about it, to be honest. It's
Nick,
free.
How long have you been with this baby mama of yours?
I moved from Texas to the Tri-Cities. Was not from here. From the Tri-Cities a year and a half ago, I got with
you,
her.
You
got
probably,
a baby
you
got
to move
quick.
From the Tri-Harder cities. Where are the Tri-Cities? What are those? In Texas?
They're just like 30 minutes away, like, 45 minutes.
It's like far. It's like a little minute from here.
Uh-huh. So you moved here from there.
Yeah.
And you met her.
Yeah, I got the opportunity.
What does she do for a living?
She's a server at Texas Roadhouse.
Tex-Mex?
Look
at you guys. A server at the Texas Roadhouse and a bouncy house, 23-year-old delivery driver, and you're just making fucking babies.
Yeah.
She Mexican, too?
No, she's white. That's why I came
Whoa.
Up. Oh, you said it came up. I've been really trying.
Wow, you did it, dude. Bling, 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 bling. And we have another winner.
Tex-Mex.
Fuck yeah, what does her dad do for a living?
To be honest, he works for a pretty good company. I was trying to get in.
Bling, 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 bling.
Wait, 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 wait. Did you just hear what he said? He just said, I tried to get in with this company, but I fucked that up.
How'd you fuck it up?
How'd you fuck that up?
I just smoke weed.
Wow.
So now you're delivering bounce houses.
I'm from Texas. Weed's not legal.
Shucks.
I came over here just for that reason, honestly. Because it was legal. And so I said, I mean, it's a fucking come up from where I'm from.
You're here for just the weed?
What was that?
The weed?
Weed.
I mean, not here. I live in the Tri-Cities. I just got the opportunity to come over here, so I said, it's better than Texas. If I get,
because he can smoke weed here.
If I get caught with weed, then I'm.
What city in Texas? Mexico?
No, wait, wait. You know what? Mission. Do you know where that is?
The Mission. You mean the Determined Camp?
Yeah, you know San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours south. You know Mexico. Like 2 minutes up.
Oh, wow.
All right. Pretty sure he just admitted that he's from Mexico.
New Mexico.
It's
New
been
Mexico.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Like you look like you're from old Mexico. All right. But, Nick, we had a lot of fun with you. Another good set, man. We've had some great sets here tonight. Another one. Nick Garza, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep flying through it. So many fucking names in this bucket. We're not, obviously, clearly, as always, never going to be able to get through to everyone. But let's see what this one does. Brandon Wilson, everybody. I found God. Yeah, noise, Brandon Wilson.
So I have two daughters, and the most annoying thing that anybody ever says when you tell them that you have two daughters is, what are you going to do when the boys start showing up? It's like, I don't really want to think about my five-year-old sex life. Like, and I'm not too worried about it, really, because I wiped shit out of that girl's vagina for a year and a half. I am not worried about some prepubescent boy trying to stick his dick in her. But the absolute worst people that you run into are the dads who are like, well, I'll just be cleaning my gun when her boyfriend show up. It's like, that's really not going to do anything, buddy. He's still going to try to come on her. Like, you can clean your gun all you want. That guy is still going to try to stick his dick in your daughter. So you're just wasting your goddamn time. Where the fuck is that cat? Not there yet.
There it is. Brandon Wilson. Fuck you. Yeah. I don't know why that's playing.
This is the Dateline theme.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because he's like all the boyfriends that...
No, because his five-year-old daughter is talking about having sex.
Oh, I see.
Creepy, dude. I'm just going to say it. Put it out there. But okay, it's cool. Whatever.
So let's begin. Brandon, you look like you work out a lot. You a healthy guy?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like I work out a lot, and then I go off the rails and drink a shitload of beer, and then
How
get
How long
fat.
Have you been doing stand-up?
52 seconds?
52 seconds, right. So that's your first time ever. There you go.
Yeah, good job.
I can do the math on that. I know what that means. Is this something you've wanted to do for a while?
Yeah, for a long time.
Have you been listening to the podcast for a while?
Yeah, a few months now.
Very cool. And what do you do for a living?
I drive a bread truck.
A bread truck? Oh, shit. You just made Red Band jizz in his pants. He hasn't had bread in, what is it?
In 19 days?
19 days. Oh, no bread, right?
Gluten-free. No carbs, no sugar.
All the bread and donuts and just sugary goodness.
So what company do you work for?
Dave's?
Franz?
Yeah.
The yellow trucks.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, how long you been driving bread for?
2 years. Close to 2 years.
Do you get yeast infections a lot?
Had to do it. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Snape?
He's delivering them.
Son of a bitch.
Sometimes you are awestruck by how dirty a muggle can be.
Brandon.
I clean under the foreskin. It's okay.
What did you just say?
I said I clean under the foreskin. It's okay.
All right. Brandon, you look like if Stone Cold got hooked on meth.
He looks like Slow Rogan.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, we got a fist bump out of that. So what else are you into, Brandon? You drive a bread truck. You must have a lot of fun hobbies. You shoot a bow and arrow or something like that?
I do.
He does! Got it. He's wearing an Onnit shirt.
When was the last time you had elk?
Couple months ago.
Ew.
You're wearing an Onnit shirt. You a big fan of Cam Hayes?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram.
Hell yeah, you do. What else? What else is... what other ways do you follow in Joe Rogan's footsteps?
Listen to your show.
Yeah, what else? You take vitamins every day?
No, don't take vitamins.
ForHims.com, you can take vitamins every day. ForHims.com, ForHims.com.
Have you ever killed a man?
Don't snort for hims.com.
Can't talk about it.
Because you look like somebody who's killed a man.
Okay, anyway.
I've heard that before. I do have that face.
Brandon, in real life, what is, because you do look like you're recovering from something or something like that. You look like you're not just a little goody two-shoes. So what is, like, something crazy about you? What's, like, the worst thing you've ever done?
Worst thing I've ever done?
Sure, just be honest. Don't worry about it.
Worst thing I've ever done is probably just drink too much and make stupid decisions.
Like what? What kind of stupid decision?
Me and one of my friends decided to.
You that seem we like the kind of guy that would. You seem like the kind of guy that would get drunk and draw a dick on his own head.
No. Me and my buddy actually got drunk and decided that we were just going to spar in the parking lot of a bar.
With
and
everybody just saw your, wait, with we just with just your fists.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's a brilliant
it was a great idea. It was a gravel parking lot. Cops showed up.
Professor
they thought we were
Snape?
Really fighting. And
I'm learning that Portland has more and more white trash than I once thought.
I'll say sparring with bare fists with your friend just to do it is some of the white trashiest shit I've ever heard. Yeah. That's a great answer.
That same night, I, for whatever reason, broke my phone, and my wife couldn't get a hold of me for hours and hours. So she thought I was actually, like, dead in a ditch somewhere. But
who won the fight? No.
I did. He ended up going. He went to the hospital.
Really?
Wow, that's cool.
Really? That was, what happened to him that he had to go to the hospital?
He had a broken nose.
Are you still friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Ever since that night he covered for you when you cheated on your wife and had to break your phone to make up a story. You're always going to be friends after that.
Payback.
Fuck yeah, Brandon. What else? What are some other, you just started stand-up, so there's no point in giving you any notes or anything like that. I mean, what else about your life? If there was a book written about Brandon Wilson, what would be one of the most interesting chapters? You have weird parents or anything like that?
My dad's dead.
Yeah? How'd your dad die?
Heart attack, 53.
Wow. Yeah. Heart attack at 53.
Happy Father's Day!
I had to bring that up on Father's Day.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Here, give me your hand.
Oh, that's going to make him feel better.
He had an open heart surgery. He had a double bypass, and he actually asked to get a pack of cigarettes after he got it. So I'm like, fuck it, dude.
He was that heavy of a smoker.
Huh?
He was a very heavy smoker.
Oh, yeah.
Man, multiple packs a day?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow. Fuck. What was his favorite type of cigarette to have?
Cool 100s.
Whoa.
Why? Yeah. White dad, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Imagine that.
What was that last part?
White dad.
White
cool
dad.
100.
Yes, we know.
Well, the other guy said he was half black, so.
No other race would claim you. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
You know, see black people, I can be racist towards my own as well.
Why did your dad, like, I'm always weird when, like, white people smoke menthol cigarettes. It's like it's like adults who like Legos still. There's something like, you got raped at a weird age in the urban neighborhood somewhere.
Oh my God, jeez.
I think the stereotype got attached to black people wrong. Like, it's just.
It's just, what?
Fuck yeah.
I think the stereotype of menthol cigarettes.
That's just because your dad smoked it. I don't know one white guy that smokes menthol cigarettes. I wouldn't hang out with
I
a white
one,
guy.
I knew one, but he's dead.
Brian also doesn't know any black guys that smoke menthol cigarettes.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Brandon, we're going to keep flying through people here. Congratulate him. It's his first time ever on a stage.
Job.
That's Brandon Wilson. It could have been you if you had the balls to sign up. You could have been a local hero tonight.
He
I guess
expecting.
We'll just always have to wonder what would have happened. What would have
We need to get a lady up here, right?
I know. Hopefully, eventually, it'll happen. But right now, the bucket decides Bruce G.
Teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Next semester, I'll be 35.
Here he comes.
I smacked him in his face with an eraser.
Chased him right in the middle of the audience, nuts, you podcast listeners. Here he comes. Put your hands together for Bruce G, everybody.
Holy fuckowitz. Hi, guys. Magic is real. Nah, this is just fucking bizarre. I won a little lottery. You guys are amazing. Hi, Portland. I love you. I live here. It's a fucking amazing. Happy Pride. That's the important thing today. I love me some LGT BBQ. No, it's delicious. I don't partake. I'm a vegetarian. I'm more on the spectrum than the rainbow. I've got ADHD, ND, attention deficit, hyperactive disorder, and dragons. Out of material, where do we go? Tokyo smells like kaiju pussy. Very few people know that one out of four major catastrophes is caused by horny kaiju.
Bruce G. You want to finish it? You want to finish it that badly? You can go ahead now, but we have to stop people at a certain amount of time. But if you really wanted to finish it, you can finish it. Did you want to finish it?
It's horrible, yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Kaiju, of course, are massive monsters. With huge hard-ons.
Wow.
Wow. That was definitely worth the wait. I had to.
Thank you.
Professor Snape.
This is what happens when you let a house elf do comedy.
It is incredible.
Very, very close.
This is the first time we've ever had someone on the show that's officially in the Lollipop Guild. So,
motherfucker, look at you.
There was a part of your set when you said happy gay pride LGBT barbecue in which I'm thinking to myself, there is no fucking way this guy's gay. And it turns out I was right. You're not gay. You look like the opposite of a gay guy. Has anyone ever told you that?
You know, that's it's fucking horrible because I kind of look like the enemy.
Right.
But not at
100%.
All, man.
You look like you you drive Dodge cars in Charlottesville.
Nah, I'm for freak party and I don't drive cars.
Fuck yeah. You look like if Stone Cold Steve Austin had stage 4 cancer.
Fucking A.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Bummer.
But you don't.
But you don't. Thank you. Mr. Nice Guy, Danger Aaron here, just to clarify. Just in case you got confused and thought you were on the doctor show where I give away your special diagnoses that we took before the show started.
Don't jump on, right?
What? What are you saying?
Cancer is a bad tag. Should I jump on?
Cancer is a bad tag. I don't get
bad
it.
Tag.
I lost my mom at 15 to cancer. I had 2 years of remission in her entire life. Oh, yeah. That's why I said I was. Fuck you. You're a professional. You were supposed to help me.
Dr. Danger does not mean I'm a professional.
Jesus. Wow.
The truth hurts.
Hell yeah. Bruce, how long have you been doing stand-up?
I opened once for a dude in Fresno in the early 90s.
So you did it once before in the 90s, and this is your second time?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Wait, what do you do for work, Bruce?
I don't.
Really?
I'm looking for it. That's why I'm here. I heard this motherfucker is putting together an elite cadre of assassins.
Wait, what?
My kung fu is strong. He runs a fucking death squad.
Bruce.
I tried.
Bruce, what happened? Did someone hit you in the head with an aluminum bat before this? What did you used to do for a living?
Whole lot of shit, Tony.
You have a look to you. You look like you had like
a manager of like a movie theater.
Nah.
Yeah.
The worst shit.
What was it? You answer questions like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Jesus fucking Christ. Can't get anything out of you.
Were you a garbage?
I'll give you one of the better ones. From a corporate breast implant, penile implant, other medical device.
What? Wait, yeah? Did you make them or did you just...
No, I was in the clinical studies program, so I just made
them. Hold on, this kid's about to go find his monkey, Curious George. He just decided right now.
Peeking out.
I don't even know what the kid looks like. It just seemed funny in the moment.
Can you still get discounts on some breast implants? Like a box of them?
Nah.
Yeah, because Brian needs a box of breast implants.
I have a good idea for a pillow. Leave me alone.
I had a great
Shark Tank it.
I had a great mouse wrist pad. That was
I tried using those. So they're not soft.
That was your severance pay. Was a mouse?
No, it fucking exploded. But it was like.
How long did you work that job for, Bruce?
About 2 years.
Oh, what else have you done in your life?
Ran a bunch of small businesses.
Like
what? Had a game shop.
What,
like video games?
What's
cards and
rattle off your small businesses to us, other than the one in your pants right
that
now.
That I did. Motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, I got you, Bruce.
Doing a blessing. I made a really shitty generic business license.
A what?
Generic business license, and I registered it with the city and the state, so I could do whatever the fuck I wanted it, wholesale, and not and kind of skip taxes and stuff. So imported laptops for creepy German guys to sell second-rate BMW software to people when they still had to have expensive machines. A whole bunch of other stuff.
So a lot of fraud. I see.
You worked directly with the Nazis. Very good.
Oh, no, I couldn't. No, I met him through.
Met who?
I met the guy through an Armenian gun dealer in Fresno.
Wow.
Sorry.
Was this the night of stand-up?
What's that?
Never mind.
No, the guy.
Are you married?
Ellen.
You married? Is that a wedding ring I see?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been married for?
Well, 3 years.
She's
three
still
years?
Alive?
Fuck yeah. What's she like? What is she into? Where'd you meet her?
She's a nerd like me.
She's like, I'm not a nerd. I just heard that.
Some girl just queefed in the audience. Right. Did you hear that?
Speak for yourself, nerd.
She's
you look like a pretty cool
awesome.
Nerd to me. I don't know.
Right on.
Dangerous playing the nice guy straight man on tonight's episode of Kill Tony. It's really just wiring him. Hey, you look good. They love the stand-up. Good job. You don't have cancer. Good. I love it. It's really killing with the kids.
Wow, listen.
What are you doing?
He hears Margaritaville. He just freaks out. He's like, I gotta get out of here.
You just shut
down. It's time
out?
To drink.
I thought I was...
Bruce, why do you look like if Walter White survived, but barely?
You know, I skipped those drugs for the safety of people around me.
You know what? You were right. Put the mic back in the mic stand. It's Bruce G, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. People of all different shapes and sizes. Come on, one of the first ever midgets on Kill Tony. We've had Wee Man.
Little people.
We've had Lila Hart. Hell yeah. There he goes. He's got a hard fist, that guy.
We like to call them little people.
Oh, God, he just licked Jeremiah in the ear.
Yeah. Oh. There he goes back to his seat. One more time for Bruce G, everybody. Back at it. Since 1990. Should we get a woman up here? Should I just go through it?
Let's just get
a woman. All right, let's try this one. Put your hands together for Kisa. K-I-S-A. That might be a woman. Might not be.
That's it.
Kisa. Here we go. We did it. Here she comes. Come on, Portland. Make some noise. It's Kisa.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. My God. I feel like you guys are going to rip me apart tonight. One way or another. Anyways, I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon. And I gotta say, hold your applause. I gotta say, I went to public school, full disclosure, but I'm looking out and I am thinking, I have never seen so many white faces at one point in my life ever. Holler if you're white! No. Don't fucking do that. Ever. I had a whole minute prepared that I decided was not funny. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself. I, that's it, really? Oh.
Kisa?
Kisa.
Kisa, ladies and gentlemen.
That went so quick.
All right, what do you say we put this name back in the bucket and pretend like that never happened? Who's ready for another male comedian?
What's funny? What's funny?
What were you doing on stick? Why were you shitting yourself the whole time?
I'm not sure. I was trying. I was trying to really get a good look at them to make sure they were all white faces, and I was right.
Professor Snape,
you should not have been standing like that. I can only restrain myself for so long.
Is that a magic wand in your pants, or are you just happy to be here?
It's a twig.
I gotta commend it to you, Jeremiah. You always hold your character the entire time. I'm really impressed with your stage presence.
Fuck yeah, we all are. Kisa, why do you look like if Stephanie McMahon got hooked on meth?
Man, is that... Oh, yeah. I used to watch WWF. That's the daughter.
Yes.
I don't know. I do a lot of... I work out.
You work out, yeah.
Is that what you do?
I work out a lot.
Do you just come from working out?
I teach bar, and I teach yoga, and I do a lot of sculpt, and I've got strong legs.
You
and
really
I do,
are.
And I have kids,
are...
and I lift them a lot. I carry my kids.
You have kids?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have? Will you stop, Brian? Come on.
Wow.
Please.
That was
I'm begging
next
you.
Level.
It's so stupid.
I got
Please,
two kids.
Don't go to the fart two. Soundboard. It's
with
so
the same,
horrible. Get
with
out
the
of there.
Same fella.
Get out.
Can you bend
get
down again and do that at the same get time out. He pushes that button?
Get out of there. It's
I'll
so unbearable.
It.
I'm not
going
to. No. Do not listen to danger. Do not listen to danger.
Come on, it's
do
a
not
good
listen
idea.
To danger. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Timing. We got to do the timing.
Kisa, what do you do for a living? You.
So I just got my. I
unbelievable.
There's a few things, the movement oriented things, and then I'm a mom, and then I just got my teaching license, so I've been a substitute teacher for the last
wow,
year.
Wow, what have yeah. you been substitute teaching? Giving
mostly,
kids making kids come in their pants.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you fucking any kids yet?
Jesus Christ. No.
Wow.
Mostly elementary, so probably not.
How many kids do you
you'd
have?
Be surprised.
Just two.
Two kids. How
yeah.
old are they?
Two and four.
You
at
still
the same went- time? Oh, wait, what did you s-
Stop, Brian. You have to...
Listen.
All right. Kisa,
yes.
You still with your baby daddy?
Yeah, he's here. It's Father's Day. Joseph.
Ah.
Fuck yeah. He's lasted four
you must
years.
Be so proud.
He put his name in the bucket. He's been watching you for 4 years.
Wow. He
Our
must be so
the...
pissed that you pulled out and
yeah,
that's what happened.
I'm positive he's super sad right now, yeah.
Hell yeah. Well,
he's probably proud of me for being up here. Our son is the Kill Tony kid, the one who goes, Kill Tony.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love
he's been
that.
Watching you for well, as long maybe, as we have. He maybe, swears all the time now.
That's perfect.
They said that his kid, little kid keeps on asking about areola colors.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, so
anyway.
If you're listening, kid, look at your areolas and compare it to a crayon and give it to your mom.
Oh, wow. This is the part where Brian broke. Okay. Happens every episode, about 20, 30 minutes from the end. He gets a little too drunk, stops listening and paying attention. It's perfect.
Enroll your child now in the school of Brian Redband.
So, Kisa, wow, that's interesting.
Is it?
Fuck. Now, you have a 2-year-old mm-hmm. and a 4-year-old. You guys going to have any more kids?
Oh, geez.
Is he still blowing Wait. Loads inside
well,
you?
Well, he's Catholic.
That's what I'm just he's, straight
so
to the point now.
I'm pretty much like, I don't really know if, and he's like, I don't really know. We don't have any more room in our house or in our cars, you know.
Oh, you. Oh, how many babies do you keep in the cars?
We have room for 2 car seats in my car. He just got a giant ass bullshit truck.
That's a
so
great
could
reason.
Probably
to not
fit
have
more.
Kid.
Ugh, yes.
You know this little...
Our house, however, is a little too small.
You know this little ant trap, the little raid, the little metal round circles that you put in your room? You could just put one in your vagina. It kills all the cum.
Oh, my gosh.
Okie dokie.
I've been considering that.
Please call now, toll free, to the school of Brian Redband.
Yeah.
You will regret it.
Kisa... Kisa, so how long have you been doing yoga for?
Yoga. Oh, since I was about 12, so 20-ish years.
Was this your first time ever doing stand-up?
Yes.
Hell yeah. What was the, in the minute that you didn't want to talk about because you thought, sure, yeah, okay. In the minute that you didn't want to do because you didn't want to, you didn't think it was going to be funny, what was a part of that minute?
That was when I found out I was pregnant with my son, and the this stupid trip through the supermarket I had to go through to find a place that would actually sell a pregnancy test without having to go behind the pharmacy and get your, you know, your shit blasted on the loudspeaker and shit. That was fucking crazy.
What?
Well, I went, so I ended up at Albertsons, and I swear to God, it's owned by, like, some religious nut jobs or something, because I tried to go to the section that sold pregnancy tests, and they're like, no, you got to go to the fucking pharmacy area for that, and then I went to, so I'm
Raid
like,
ant oh. traps. Like, the little all right, circle all right, ones. All right, all
right. Noted. Noted. Uh-huh. Noted.
The cum goes in and never comes out.
In short, it wasn't funny. So I bagged it. And then I was going to talk about some of my substitute teaching experiences, and I didn't even have time for that, apparently.
So there you go.
Quick.
But it's been fun. Like, it's been good.
What else do you, before having kids, like you... Oh, my God.
That was a mistake. Sorry.
Remember 4 minutes ago when I said Brian's broken?
Hey.
So you can time
stamp
it.
I don't have my mixing board. I have this.
You seem like perhaps before these kids, you may have had a little bit more of a wilder spirit.
Faux show. Yeah. You know?
Wow. Jeez, I didn't realize you were the catch me outside girl. Can you give us an example of something wild maybe you did back in the day when you were still...
Yeah, I was actually married before this, and it's a hell of a story, and he hates hearing it. So
I bet he does. We've heard how your comedy sets go. I can't imagine how your long stories go.
January 4th, 2010. It was a month after my birthday, and I was dating a Sagittarius, so we were both really impulsive. And
you know what? I'm going to stop you right there.
All right,
I'm
going right to stop you.
Pull the ripcord on that one.
If the first 10 seconds is bad.
That's fine. We got married in Vegas and got caught smoking weed, and it was a big mess.
Perfect. Professor Snape? Oh. Okie. Oh.
Conversational alto. Please get this woman off of the stage.
There she goes, your first female of the night, Kisa.
Thank you.
Help me. Help me. oh my God, Jesus.
All right, we're going back to the bucket. How many of you want another female? How many of you want another man? So stupid. All right, put your hands together for Keith Sanders, everybody. Here we go. Wow, right from the middle. Oh, he's going to chuck his beer first. Wow.
That's a screwdriver.
Look at this. That's a first time ever maneuver. Oh, here we go. Who wants a female when you can have another dumb dude? Put your hands together for Keith Sanders, everybody.
Coming in hot. Got the lips.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, it's cool. My dad's dead. And I was 13. Turned out my dad got swatted. He was growing a lot of weed when my mom was pregnant with my brother. But he said, Keith, don't smoke that goddamn marijuana till you graduate college. And I said, Dad, I won't. But he died. But we cremated him, which is the positive thing, because I rolled every fucking joint with a little bit of him in it. And I smoked it. And guess what? I nicknamed my bong the Goblet of Fire. And to be honest, I know Tony kind of roasted this fucking guy, but honestly, Gilligan, if you don't drop Pat Benatar from the band, no one's buying your second album. Get rid of him. You're not selling shit.
That is good. That's a good roasting of that is what those people look like. It is Gilligan and Pat Benatar. Clearly, you're a little bit older than me. You have older references than me. I liked it, though. They do look like that. Keith Sanders, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to move back.
I'm going to start. I'm going to start with one of my favorite people, Professor Snape.
He looks like Hagrid if he had fetal alcohol syndrome. No Harry Potter reference will save you.
Have you done comedy before?
What? No, but I shook your hand earlier.
No.
I don't know.
I just wondered if, because one thing that was very, you don't have to scream, you know, like
yeah,
it doesn't make it funnier. It actually makes it more uncomfortable. A lot of people do that. They use that as a crutch for just screaming like anything they want.
To be honest, I've been getting paid by the state. I'll whisper. I've been getting paid by the state for a few years just because I'm a little bit special.
What's special about you? Not your comedy.
Nope.
Oh, man. Yeah, how are you getting paid by the state because you're special?
I want to kind of Ripley, Believe It or Not.
I think we're gonna.
My dick
it.
Is the size of a chew can. How's that?
Everything that is about to happen to you, you 100% deserve it.
Oh, God. God damn it!
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Keith, how do you get paid by the state? What's the deal with that? Just tell the truth. Don't.
So the second guy that went up in the Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt, he's my boss.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty sad. He runs my life from Monday through Friday, 5 to 2 p.m. And guess what?
What?
I don't know. We work at a metal shop. You think I'm that?
You guys,
the welder,
you weld aluminum.
Yeah,
they don't let me weld.
They don't let you weld?
No.
What do you do there?
I get one DeWalt drill with one battery, and I have to charge it every. Oh, sorry. God damn it, Brian. No, they don't let me touch the.
What
fire.
Do you do at your job?
I put shit into holes and I line it up. I twist it real tight, and then I send it to Macy's, and they put clothes on it and send it to whores nationwide.
Wow, you must get all the ladies.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got laid, Keith?
Last Father's Day.
Last Father's Day.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's ironically, the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, my fiance. Sorry, babe. Her dad died on last Father's Day.
Hold the phone immediately.
Yeah. No. Let's unwrap this.
Someone is engaged to this creature.
Yeah,
really?
I know I made fun of him earlier, but me and Gilligan have been going pretty strong lately. This guy, me and you.
Keith.
Stay focused,
I know,
man.
God damn it.
Don't let your eyes wander too much.
What made you, you're the first person in the history of a show to chug a beer after getting your name pulled
yeah.
and then come up here. And normally, like, that's a very, you know, rock and roll thing to do if you're about to fucking kill it. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing really sadder than the guy like, this is my time, glurp, 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 and then just slowly doing mediocre on stage.
I still feel like there's time to GG out on the stage right now.
Fuck yeah.
Are you going to poop?
And that's a deep reference.
Yeah, I don't really.
Please don't poop.
That's not deep.
Please don't poop.
It's like you're 30.
Keith, any interesting fun facts about you or anything like that? Is it true? Is your dick really like a can of tobacco?
No.
No, it's small.
But maybe if I could call back to the Father's Day thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last time I got laid was Father's Day. Yeah, this is cute.
Yeah,
Last time I got laid was Father's Day last year.
Uh-huh.
My fiance's dad died.
Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead.
But I gave her a special gift this year.
Uh-huh.
I blew a load inside her and then ran off without telling her my name, just like her real dad.
Though your skin is white, your neck is very red.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did you work on that joke?
I love that everybody from Portland pretty much has the same story, beard, backwards hat, and t-shirt. I have a dead parent. It's been a while since I've been laid. I'm just talking about what makes me different than everybody else.
1 year to the day.
So you're no longer with you. You're calling her your fiance, but that was then.
Yeah, but just like the second guy, she's been dead for 22 years, and the only conversation we have through.
Nothing you say makes any sense.
It doesn't.
We're going to keep moving on. Keith Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. Every once in a while, I try to fish to see if the person has any common sense left in their brain. Every once in a while, they don't. There's a perfect example. Keith Sanders can't even answer simple, straightforward questions at this point in his life.
You made
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
Chug in another drink
there
to
you
show
go.
His
that's gonna,
dick
that's,
size.
Because that's what people respect. Put your hands together for Morgan Winnie. Morgan Winnick, Winnie, Winnie. Here we go. Here comes Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Morgan Winnie.
Hey. Hey. So I moved here pretty recently, and I did what everybody does when they start dating, and I started, you know, going on Tinder. And so I was at a girl's house, and she was, like, asking me kind of, like, what was the craziest thing that you do sexually? And I was like, you know, I'm not really that crazy. I kind of, like, had sex in public, you know, not really anything too weird. And she was like, well, I love licking buttholes. And I was like, really? You do? And she was like, I do. Do you want me to lick your butthole? And I was like, huh. That sounds kind of fun, you know? But the only response that I really had was like, you know, I've taken like 4 massive shits today. So like, if you're into that, the only thing that you really had to say was like, you got to take a shower first, you know? It's definitely something you got to do, you know? So, yeah. It rains a lot here, doesn't it? Fucking it.
Yes, it does rain a lot. Morgan Winnie.
How's it going, you guys?
Fuck yeah. Look who got his ass eaten, this little special.
Do you remember my tiny hands?
Yes, yes. Yes, Morgan was in the audience on the, I think it was it the first show Friday night?
Yeah, it was the first show.
You were here too? Yeah, you had tiny hands. This lady just went like that because I made fun of this guy.
I brought my wallet up.
I made fun of this guy's hands for 10 minutes straight while doing my stand-up set because he has tiny hands. Show them your tiny hands.
They make my dick look massive when I
masturbate.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's a good trick.
I have the same hands.
Oh, okay.
Hands.
For you podcast listeners, oh my God. You
They're the same size, everybody. Same size.
All right, Morgan, relax.
Except
relax.
Yours are sweaty.
Take your pants off, guys.
No. Morgan, why do you look like you were raised in a microwave?
Because I'm Jewish.
Oh no! Wow, that's racist against people. Wow.
That's
goodness,
fucked up,
Professor
man.
Snape.
I like how that was the line for Portland.
Wow, I love it when you put your tiny hands up to your face and laugh. Morgan laughs like an Asian girl for some reason. Morgan, what do you do? Morgan, what do you do for a living?
Well, I was a swim instructor. I taught kids how to swim.
You taught kids how to swim.
With those
hands? I did,
hands?
Yes.
I feel like with hands like those, you wouldn't even move in the swimming pool. You would just keep moving your arms, but you would just stay in one place.
They're much smaller than me, so it's, you know, I can, like, it's like the time.
They can relate to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, they're that little buddy touching them. Like.
Okay, Morgan.
Oh, what was that?
That was awesome.
You used to be a swim instructor. What are you now?
I'm going to be working at Whole Foods.
Wow, Whole Classic. Foods, half hands. That's crazy. What are you going to be doing? Slightly stocking the shelves?
He won't be a bagger.
No. I'll be cooking food and making pizzas.
Cooking. Oh, wow.
Appetizers.
What are you? Yeah. Tapas.
Oh, yeah, I'm the best of that. Yeah.
I bet. What are you going to be cooking at Whole Foods? Do you know? You're just cooking all the
it's
food?
It's in like Lake Oswego where all the fine people are.
Mini corn dogs.
Yeah, lots of corn dogs there.
All right, Morgan. What else? You do stand-up comedy?
This is my first time ever.
First time ever. Give him a hand. Give him a big hand. Give him 2 big hands. He only has small hands.
I need him.
Wow. So that's fun.
Yeah.
How long have you wanted to do this for?
Like 7 years.
Seven years.
Yeah. You did it, man.
I did it.
Woo! Yeah, dude. Woo! You fucking did it. You got your ass eaten.
I did. It was so really bad.
She really did that? You took a shower and she ate your ass?
I mean, no.
None of that happened?
It sounded nice, but I didn't. I was really stoned and I didn't feel like taking a shower.
Do you usually have a dirty ass? Is that something that you're like?
I mean, I shit a lot. So.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do you ever smell it and it smells like an armpit and you're like, there's no armpits in there?
A few times, yeah.
I think when she saw your hand, she realized that was probably going to be the best move for the evening is just to eat your ass out because your dick's useless.
Okie dokie, guys. I'm going to...
Right? Is that how it went down?
I mean, kind of. She was like, ooh, look at those hands right there.
Did she really do it? Did she really eat your ass?
She didn't, but she could have.
I don't understand.
Wow, what a lucky woman.
People tell me that it looks like a wormhole. I don't know what that means. God.
What do you mean? Who are these people?
People I've known my whole life.
Your whole life?
Wow, some good friends.
A wormhole. I don't even know what a wormhole looks like. I know what a dirty asshole looks
it's
like.
It's supposed to be like another dimension or something like that.
Oh, when you and Keanu Reeves had that excellent adventure. I get it.
Yeah.
Can you just keep making him laugh?
Morgan, what else is interesting about your life? You're from Portland, born and raised?
I mean, I was born in San Jose. Uh-huh. I just moved here like 2 weeks ago from San Jose.
Uh-huh.
I used to live here.
Oh, you moved here 2 weeks ago?
About 2 weeks, yeah.
Wow, what'd you move here for?
I moved here because it's so fucking expensive in California.
What a great way to win over all the people of Portland. Why'd I move here? It's cheap. Fucking idiots.
It's fun.
How cheap is like a two-bedroom apartment out here? Like just like in a nice neighborhood?
I'm living for free. So.
How are you living for free?
Sucking dick, aren't you?
Because I used to live here, and I know people. So,
what do you mean you know people?
He's a small hand
I mean,
guy.
Like, how do you think I got that butthole story?
Is everybody losing their minds right now? Did something happen in the air 8 minutes ago? Did someone troll my show and drop Agent Orange or something like that? Jesus Christ. Well, it could have happened. It's like, how am I supposed to host this shit? There you go. Perfect timing on that. All right, Morgan. Well, anything else interesting about your life?
When I lived in California, I had like a really ridiculous, like a worse Tinder date than that.
Yeah? How bad did that go?
She like had all these pictures where she was kind of like, she like had those pictures like that. And then when like we met up, she had like weird splotches all over her face.
Oh.
I wonder what she said about you.
Yeah. Oh my God! I went on this Tinder date the other day. With
I had
this
to move
guy
away.
That had normal hands, except when I met up with him, he had fucking baby hands. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and put my makeup all over my face weird so that it looks all splotchy and shit. It was great. I got out of there in a hurry. All right, Morgan, we're gonna keep flying through it. There he goes,
cool,
Morgan Winnie. Congratulations. Yeah, a little curb. He wants to kick that guy to the curb. Your enthusiasm. I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Jesse Hooper. Here we go. You guys having fun out there still? Okay, good. I like to make sure sometimes. Jesse Hooper. No, here it comes.
Is he coming?
Here it comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Mikey had a special scar. Bobby Hooper was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas.
Make some noise for Jesse Hooper, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, now you all know who I am. And my job is where I actually just talk to strangers all day long. So I'm in the middle of a Walmart just meeting everybody, just shaking hands. Hey, how you doing today, brother? Nice to meet you. And I get a lot of people that come up to me, and they're just like, oh, my God, I think I know who you are. And I'm just like, okay, I might be making, or I might know somebody who, I might already know this person today. Who do you think you who do you this is also my first time, so thank you guys. Woo! So they think they know who I am. So I'm like, okay, who do you think I am? And we end up talking a little bit. And I get all the time that I look like Sal from Practical Jokers. So, touche. I hear it here and there. Okay, I'll take that. Oh. Hey, but thank you guys. I know, I can't do the whole minute. Hey, but I tried. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Everybody doing good, though, right?
Jesse Hooper. Sir. Basically doing everything wrong. Fuck yeah.
I tried it out. I'm excited about it.
Hell yeah, Jesse.
It's only uphill from here.
Hey, that's one way.
For those
Professor Snape.
For those of you listening to the podcast, when he said that he looked like Sal Volcano, a woman audibly said, "Not really." And then another heckler of a man yelled out, "More like Sloth from the Goonies."
Hey, you guys!
So I would just like to welcome you to the world of stand-up comedy.
You are the best. You are the best.
Jesse went along with it and actually agreed with the guy. He told him, "Good one," after he said it, by the way. Instead of handling the heckler, he complimented him and then politely ended his set. Some people get to live their dreams up here, and some people live the true nightmare. You know what I mean? When everything can go wrong, it will. Jesse, why do you look like you just switched bodies with a child but kept the clothes?
Big.
Because they were all hand-me-downs, so I got them all from a kid that used to be a child. That's my older brother.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know.
What's that necklace around your neck? It's a giant head of something, right?
It's a rhino. I used to work at glass smoke shops, and it's a glass rhino made by an artist in Arizona.
Wow. You look more like a rhino than Sal Volcano, by the way.
What was that?
Nothing.
No.
What is that, Tony?
So, Jesse, it's your first time doing stand-up. What do you do for a living? You look like you sell OxyClean or something like that.
Close. I do marketing instead of retail.
You do marketing?
Locations.
For what?
Xfinity.
Xfinity.
Yeah.
What is Xfinity? Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Oh, crap.
I hear it every day.
Oh, my God. People hate Xfinity.
They turned on you. They turned on you, Jesse.
Look
run.
At all the middle run. Fingers in the air. Professor Snape.
Based on the volume of your booze, I shall decide whether or not to kill him right now.
How many of you want Professor Snape to kill this man right now?
Humiliation. Humiliation.
Snape, I think you need to kill him.
Humiliation.
You're not going to feel a thing, dude. You're just going to be dead. So look at that way.
So why does everyone hate the internet here so bad? Or is that the internet, right?
Yeah.
Did they get bought out by somebody else and you fucked it all up? What's going on with your company?
No. I mean, I just sell the services. I work for a third-party marketing group.
So. Fuck you!
Yeah. Humiliation.
Fuck this man!
Humiliation.
I just do representation.
Humiliation.
Look that way. You're about to die,
humiliation.
Bitch.
Has anyone ever told you you look like Tony Stark if he let himself go?
Hey,
exactly.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Fucking kick!
Iron deficiency, man. All right, he's going to tap you with a stick, and then you got to get off the stage.
All right, deal.
There he goes, Jesse Hooper.
Man, wow, I've never seen an internet service get such a... What the fuck?
Back to the Curb theme. It's such a funny thing to do after tapping somebody with a stick and ending their show business career. What do you guys say we go to the bucket one more time? Huh? Should we do it? I pulled a name out. Put your hands together for Jake Silberman.
Hands free to rock around. That's right on time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
Here he comes. It's Jake Silberman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, guys. Just learned something embarrassing. I don't know if you guys know this, but... ladies, I just learned that you guys use more than one tampon per period. Is that common knowledge? Like, my girl had me buy an 18-pack. I was like, this is like a year and a half supply. The way you're running through all my friends, we're definitely not going to be dating in 18 months. Why am I buying the next dude's tampons? Seems fucking insane to me. I don't understand how dicks aren't regulated like everything else. Like, we regulate guns, booze, smoking, everything else, but this thing is just a lethal weapon. Like, I can... You guys can't stop me from getting a girl pregnant tonight.
Fuck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes. Jake Silberman. That's how it's done, ladies
Great.
And gentlemen.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. You've been doing stand-up comedy a little while?
5 years. I actually opened for you a couple years ago here at Helium.
Oh, cool. That's fucking awesome. Well, there you go. That's great. We had fun then, right?
Yeah, you were late for the show. You didn't see my set, but it's chill.
Oh, bummer.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let it be known.
He was fine. He killed.
You hold on a second. I am a goddamn professional.
You are.
I was here. It wasn't that I was late. I just didn't want to watch your set.
Right.
I was outside smoking pot.
Yeah.
Like I always do right before going on stage. Jeremiah Watkins. I mean, Professor Snape.
Ron Weasley, do not talk to Voldemort like that.
It's amazing.
The Dark Lord will show you mercy one more time.
5 minutes. 5 years you've been doing it. Your minute was great.
Yeah. I don't know
your
why.
Minute was great. Sure, yeah, okay. And what else, Jake? It seems like everything in life is cherry. And what else in your interview part could be interesting for us to find out about you? You're a real comedian. Do you still have a day job?
Still have a day job.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm a writer for a YouTube channel.
Wow. Yeah. That nice. Would be where the bwah, bwah, bwah.
That's cool. That's like writer for TV nowadays. Fuck TV. I watch more.
I promise you,
YouTube
as a member of the Writers Guild, and knowing
that's
what
an
we,
old man talking,
and
right?
Knowing what we make minimum, it is not like writing for TV, Brian.
It depends.
It yes. definitely does not.
No, it doesn't. You're correct.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, you're correct.
So, what have you written for on YouTube?
I work for this. I do this. Kids toy YouTube channel.
Like, all right, never mind.
Like you,
creepy.
Wait. Is that like you like critique? Is that like what you critique the toys?
So this company that I work for has a toy and it teaches kids how to do stop motion animation, and I write scripts for them.
Oh, that is right. Pretty cool.
But it's all kids. It's like, you know, for like little kids.
How long you been doing that for?
Like 2 years.
Damn,
that's good. Yeah. I like that.
That's not bad.
That's positive.
So your girlfriend still has her period.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't been. Yeah.
That's
she's
good.
Onto a new guy with the 18-pack already.
Everybody obviously. Else up here is just fucking making babies left and right.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
What do you have?
No one should have kids in this town.
Use the pull-out method or?
Use condoms.
You still use condoms. How long you been with her?
Well, this is, that joke was written when I had a girlfriend. So.
Oh, okay. So. I gotcha. Now you use condoms all the time.
Condoms.
What kind?
Trojans.
Trojan, just regular?
Magnums.
Not ultra. Magnums, really? Yeah.
It's not called Trojan Magnums. You're lying, man. It's two different companies.
Wait, no, it's not.
The gold wrapper ones.
Do you have one on you right now, just in case anything were to happen? No?
I'm not fucking
just
right
have
now.
The extra small condom on you right now for some reason?
You switch wallets with that other guy with the little hand or something?
Yeah. Tiny Dick Morgan or some shit.
That ain't my wallet. What the fuck? Little hands guy. Where'd you go?
All right. Well, I mean, what else, Jake? What else would be the most interesting thing about you if you had to guess?
let's see. The worst thing I ever did, I took part in a riot and flipped a cop car. And it wasn't great. I mean...
You flipped a cop car?
When I was in college... Do you guys know that band Dead Prez? The guy... Yeah.
Yes, big fan.
Big fan? They came to perform at my college, and a riot took place, and I helped flip a cop car over.
Wow.
But it wasn't It wasn't tight because then like you just had to go to jail and pay a bunch of money. It wasn't like worth it.
Right. So you got arrested.
I got arrested for it, yeah. Yeah.
Did you learn your lesson?
Yeah. Like, people say fuck the cops, but like they will fuck you up. They will fuck you up like...
Yeah, for sure.
They will fuck you up real hard.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think they get mad when you don't put your hands up, you should try flipping that fucking car.
Did you not think about it? You think like, oh, Grand Theft Auto, I could do this all day. Like, were you?
Yeah,
just...
it was like 200 people, and I was one of five who got arrested.
Wow, you're a sheep.
Wow.
So. Yeah. You fucking blew it, dude.
Fucking blew it.
Jesus. Sheep. Out of 200 people, there's five of you got caught, and
you just got on camera. I was on camera. Someone taped it.
Oh.
It was just part of it.
Yeah, you can't get away with flipping cop cars anymore.
Not anymore, baby. No.
Put your hands together for Jake Silberman. We're going to keep it moving, everybody. I want to end this thing, but what do you say we just do one more quick one, huh? One more quick one. We all have to pee. I have a wet
so
fart
bad.
Loaded up. I was making jokes with Jeremiah about it in the green room over 2 hours ago. I'm like, oh, I think I have to fart. Ooh, I don't think it's a fart. That's still the same one. It's right there. I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Luke Cecil. Here we go.
These niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line?
Look at all these people that didn't get pulled out.
See, buy that from behind. And ask you what your interests are. Who you be with.
Here he is. Luke Cecil, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for your final comedian of the night.
Hello, everybody. Bit of an adrenaline junkie, so I like to ride dirt bikes, and I also injected heroin one time. like to try everything once. kind of wanted to be the only guy that's ever done it once, but, you know, I called Guinness, and they weren't impressed, so... it wasn't that great... Wasn't that impressed. It had a lot of hype. I didn't, you know, think it was that great. So I tried injecting cocaine into my veins as well one time. Just kidding. I couldn't do that. I couldn't watch. I had a friend do it for me. Like, I was like, just... And that's my thing. I love it. So, yeah.
Luke Cecil, everybody. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Both. He did both. Wow, this is amazing. I can't believe we have Mr. Bean on the show for the first time ever.
Junkie Mr. Bean.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah. The naughty boy, Reince
All
Priebus.
My friends were, I had to try it out.
Yeah, so, totally,
you know.
Cool.
Okay, Luke. Professor Snape, you have something you want to say about this guy?
You are terrifying.
It really does. You look like the type of magician that instead of pulling out like a rabbit, like all the things you pull out are dead, like a dead rabbit out of a hat, like a dead pigeon flies out of the end of your sleeve. Just
you only do it once, though.
That's right.
Has anyone ever told you you look like a character out of a Goosebumps book?
Luke, it is a pleasure to meet you. I've never met anybody that... oh, I'm sorry, Snape?
Specifically, the dummy. You know what I'm talking about.
Fuck yeah, Luke Cecil. So this is your first time doing stand-up?
Yeah,
fuck.
First time microphone talking.
Fuck yeah,
to
first time
people.
Doing anything other than male gymnastics. Hell yeah. I love it. I love it. What do you do for work?
I drive truck.
What kind of truck do you drive?
It's a box truck. I've driven semi before. My parents own a trucking company, so I've always tried to avoid working for the family company. Huh. But I'm still driving a truck just for somebody else, like a box truck.
Right. What types of things are you driving back and forth?
This job's actually a lot better. I'm just doing auto parts. It's all graveyard. So I just have alarm codes and keys, and I go.
How old are you?
Overnight. 35.
And you still work for your parents?
No, no. I never worked for them. I'm the youngest of five.
Oh, wow. Jesus. All right. Relax. Oh, boy. No, I never worked
for them. The heroin's kicking in.
Family. I never worked for my parents.
family drama with the family company. So I.
They don't like you doing heroin?
Yeah.
While driving their trucks? No.
Or yeah, or their farm equipment. You know.
What do you do for fun, Luke? Shut up. This table. Did you guys sign up? Okay. Well, next time you either sign up or oh wait, that guy was actually on earlier.
They both were.
Lady, either you sign up or you shut up. You've been bombing from that table all night, both of you. Bad table. Next year. Next year, I'm making you sit in the back. And it's going to suck because it's probably going to be at the Aladdin Theater. Just kidding, Helium. We love you. I just see the staff staring at me, death stare.
What did he say?
The white trash in here are multiplying like gremlins.
Wow. Luke, what else about you? Anything else interesting? You're sweating a lot right now. Are you nervous?
Do you always sweat?
I always sweat like out of the face and like my hands, but never like
your
the rest
hands.
Of my body
you feel you're well. Saying right now that you're saying right now that your whole body is sweating. You can feel it, right?
No, just my face and my hands.
Oh, but oh, like, okay.
Dry here, everywhere else.
All right. Yeah, if you think that's dry, you should see the women's pussies in this room while you're on stage.
Wow.
I have a spell. I can help you out with that.
Luke, so how do you feel that it went? That's your first time ever doing stand-up comedy. How did it feel?
Exciting.
You have a lot of likability. When you laughed at yourself, even though the things weren't funny, everybody laughed because it's contagious and we sort of trust you. You definitely have somewhat of a command of the stage, even just doing it once. You know, we were connected with you, which is crazy because half the people we pulled out of the bucket are drunk and completely unrelatable to everybody else in the room. So, when one could even say that you performed in the top one third of the show tonight. Should we wrap it up? That's Luke Cecil, ladies and gentlemen. We did it! Kill Tony Portland! Make some noise for your secret, your very own Portland's own Danger Aaron! How loud can this place get for the great and powerful Jeremiah Watkins, Professor Snape? Brian Redman! I'm Tony Hinchcliffe. I love you guys. That's Kill Tony Portland. Thank you. We love you. Take care of each other. Love each other. I think we have some Kill Tony shirts for sale after the show, maybe? Nope. But Jeremiah's selling some stuff. Some inflatable saxophones as heard of on Kill Tony. You can meet and hang out with the real Professor Snape, and we'll all be high-fiving you, shaking hands on your way out. Portland, we love you. Thank you so much. I had an amazing weekend here, and this was a fun show. Take care of each other. Good night.
Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own, it's such fun.